All right, reading from the New Living Translation as we prepare to celebrate our communion service, which we do once a month here. And we have an open table, which means you don't have to be a member of this church to participate. The most important thing is have you given your life personally to Jesus Christ. Communion is not a tradition. There's an interaction supernaturally that happens with Jesus, strengthening and healing, encouragement to your soul and body and spirit happens as we participate. So let's come to Him in faith and listen as the Word of God speaks to us. For I pass on to you, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 declares, what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And He broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That's why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That's why many are weak and sick. Some have even died. But if we examine ourselves, we'd not be judged by God in this way. But when we are judged by the Lord, we're being disciplined so that we'll not be condemned along with the world. So we get to come. Now this morning, what a great time to come to communion after we've had such a divine supernatural interchange with the Spirit of God, with the Lord Himself speaking to us, leading us, being with us. How many know Jesus is right here, right now? And He's been our worship leader this morning, hasn't He, huh? When two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. And Lord, we welcome and receive you. Don't you always want to have in your heart, oh Lord, I want you to feel comfortable right here. I want you to feel comfortable right here. And He says, I'm here. Obviously, the most important one to be comfortable is not you and me, it's Him. Amen? So we come to take communion. And it's an established response of our hearts to Him saying, Lord, we see Your body broken for us. We do this in remembrance of what You've done. We see the blood that You've shed for us that ratifies the covenant. We are saved only by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He was beaten for us, buried for us, but He rose again for us. Thank God. So Lord, as we bring the bread to You, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we love You and we worship You and we do this now in remembrance of You. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the body of Christ. Your body broken that we celebrate together as one loaf, one body, one heart and mind. Now, Lord, we consider the fruit of the vine and we understand that it's Your blood that washes us clean. And if there yet remains anybody in this room who needs healing, even as we drink the fruit of the vine, we receive Your healing because by Your stripes we are healed. Say it with me. By Your stripes we are healed. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Can you give Him praise? Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.